Welcome back to Friendship is My Oxygen. This is episode 3. Game time with the home team.
Strike 3, and he's out.
Keep it up there, MVP. We're just getting started. As a student at Perkins, I was in the chorus, and one of the cool things that the chorus got to do was perform the national anthem at various sports games. One year, Daniel wrote an essay for our film class, pitching an idea for a possible film. This film described his friendship with another student named Jesse, who unfortunately passed away a few years ago. Jesse was a huge fan of all Boston sports and is the reason that Daniel loves Boston teams as much as he does. The chorus was scheduled to perform at a Red Sox game soon after the plans for that film were put in place. I would be there, a lot of our friends would be there, and so my mother and Daniel got extra tickets, and he spent the weekend with us and was able to enjoy a game with his friends in the chorus in memory of his friend Jesse. That was the point that I really feel I began to get to know Daniel outside of our academic setting and dive deeper into who he is as a person.
First memory that I have about Perkins is when I went for the interview and I met a boy named Jesse Isabel. Jesse and I were in all the same classes, English and math and gym and PT and OT and art. Jesse and I would like talk about relationships and talk about the different girls that we liked and different things that we liked about the girls. Just laugh and have a good time.
Daniel had no love of the Red Sox before, and Jesse got him, you know, to love the Red Sox.
Jesse and my favorite Red Sox player was David Ortiz. He'd always come up when they were down and they needed a big hit, and he'd always win the game for them.
Daniel is very, very special. He's just so kind-hearted and loving and just so much like Jesse.
There are some things that people can find a common ground with, no matter your age, your background, your walk of life. One of those is sports and athletics. And at Perkins, one way or another, those are always a part of every student's experience. Another former student who connects deeply with local sports teams is our friend Jason. Jason and Daniel graduated quite a few years apart from each other, but had that in common, even if they supported different teams or different players. When we all started visiting, Jason made that connection very quickly and was able to use that as a source of conversation and uplifting energy. He was planning on attending his first ever football game within the coming days and came up with an idea to leverage that experience into something we could all use to support Daniel and keep up the spirit of moving forward.
tomorrow in Maryland, thanks to Bonnie and her co-worker. We got a sign.
Before he tells you everything else there, can I tell you about the sign? So on the top of it in red, it says, Go Pats. And then it's got the Elvis logo, and then it's got Tom Brady with his arms up. And then it says, Hashtag Daniel D. Strong. Best wishes and get well from all your friends at Perkins School for the Blind.
I'm going to hold it up for you.
I'm so excited. I, like, actually kind of wish that I could, like, get a ticket and go, because
I
am so jacked up about that whole concept.
I'm gonna try and make sure everybody knows that you're strong and you're gonna do.
He's gonna try to get on TV. We're trying to work with Kevin. Kevin's trying to pull some strings and see if we can get him some film.
I'm gonna try and get the poster signed, and I'm gonna give it to your family.
Do it! Oh my god, I didn't even think of that! Master worker. Usually that's my job.
Jason's leaving at 4 in the morning, right, Jason?
Yes, I am. I'm gonna be leaving 4 in the morning. Probably get there about 11, maybe 11:30.
Game starts at
1. Probably end around 4:30.
Okay, anybody know what the score of the game's gonna be? Daniel's pretty good at numbers. Daniel, what do you think the score of the game's gonna be tomorrow?
It's gonna be a blowout, but that doesn't matter. I think it's gonna be 35-7 New England.
So if we post this video, what are you saying? You guys, hashtag?
Hashtag Daniel D. Strong.
Go Pats.
Come on, we can do better than that.
Okay, hold on.
Real. 1, 2, 3.
Hashtag Daniel D. Strong.
Jason went to the game. He arrived with some friends and brought the sign that we had all designed together. A member of the Patriots staff took it and said that they would get it signed and delivered to Jason and Daniel. The team received some pictures that we had taken from all of our visits and used those to post on social media in support of Daniel's journey. From the official New England Patriots Twitter account, shout out to one of our biggest fans, Daniel in Springfield. It means the world that you're cheering for us today. We're all cheering for you too. I reply, thanks for the shout out. We all appreciate what you've done for us and him. Someone responds, God bless. Another responds, let him call plays. Everything's gonna be all right, someone says. Followed by, go Daniel, nothing can hold you back, man. And get well soon.
We are talking now.
Hey, guys. What's up? What's up, everybody? I'm here at my first Patriots game with my boy Dan and my boy Mike. Mike, say what up.
Hey, right. It's Dan.
All right, about to fire up the grill, get some bacon and sausage going. All right, here we go. Got a whole bunch of Pats fans. We got a Ravens fan here.
Yep.
Yes, we do.
We got my friend Mike here. He's a Redskins fan. Even though we're at his stadium and there's a whole bunch of Pats fans. Hey, Pats fans, say hi. Say what up.
Yeah!
I got to get me in there, too.
What's going on, man? We're at the Redskins Stadium, and I got a Patriots fan. I don't know your name.
Jack.
I got Jack. I got my boy Dan, and we turned to the Redskins fan right here to Mike.
Yeah.
All right, we're at his stadium, but tonight, or today, we're gonna beat him. We're gonna slack him tonight, 35-7. That's my final score. All right.
42-0.
42-0. My boy Dan says.
42-0.
How about you? What's your score?
I'll be generous to them. 28-10.
28-10, Jack says.
Daniel, you are so close to the field, it is unbelievable.
How close?
The side of first base. Yeah, you can practically reach out and touch it.
And fourth, a designated hitter.
Number Ortiz.
David.
Number two.
Champ Poppy.
I think they should be cheering Daniel's name personally, considering he is the MVP. But well, there's always next time, right? Anyway, this is Friendship is My Oxygen, Episode 3, Game Time with the Home Team. Subscribe, share, and support us with the hashtag Daniel D. Strong on any social media. Created by Ashley Bernard, Inspired by Daniel Dinsmuir.